Now, while the U.S. president has repeatedly flaunted his special relationship with his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron minced his words in criticizing Donald Trump's policies during a speech to a joint session of Congress. And Macron was especially harsh when it came to trade tariffs introduced by the Trump administration.
Commercial war is not the proper answer to these evolutions. We need a free and fair trade, for sure. A commercial war opposing allies is not consistent with our mission, with our history, with our current commitments for global security. At the end of the day, it will destroy jobs, increase prices, and the middle class will have to pay for it.
Macron went on to criticize protectionism policies and nationalist impulses, both concepts championed by Donald Trump. He also slammed the U.S. president's stance on climate change, saying it was a mistake for Washington to pull out of the Paris Agreement. He called the U.S. decision short-sighted. Before the Macron speech, President Trump on Twitter expressed his delight about the event. No word yet from him or the White House after Macron's address. And joining us out of Paris for one story is Joe Quinn, editor and researcher at SOTT, that's SOTT.net. Hello, Mr. Quinn. It's a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Now, your thoughts, I mean, it seemed like these are two buddies warming up to one another, and then you hear this address from Emmanuel Macron. Your thoughts, please.
Well, he's obviously addressing the potential kind of trade and tariff war that Trump has spoken about, in particular between the European Union. Obviously, Trump was elected on a mandate of bringing jobs back to America, etc., and getting a better deal economically for America around the world. So I mean, that's specifically what Macron is addressing there when he talks about regretting America's isolationist stance. But he's kind of speaking out of both sides of his mouth in a certain sense, because, I mean, isolationism would be a good thing if America would stop its warmongering around the world. But Macron doesn't seem to have a problem with that, because he recently just was very happy to tell the world that he had convinced, or so he said, he had convinced Donald Trump to stay in Syria. Now, that's not exactly isolationist, is it, for Macron to be successfully lobbying the American government to keep U.S. military in a country that they have no right to be in, and in which they have caused massive destruction and massive death by way of funding and training and arming the kind of mercenary groups that have been in Syria over the past 7 years. So I'm not sure Macron, like most politicians, is engaging in kind of doublespeak here. He's only concerned about really money at this point. That's what I mentioned earlier. He's talking about trade, and he's trying to avoid any kind of trade tariffs or trade war between Europe and the U.S. But he doesn't give a damn about the situation in Syria. In fact, he's quite happy to garner American military power, to encourage the American military and encourage Donald Trump to keep the American military in Syria and in the Middle East when they really should be, they should be leaving there, you know.
Mr. Quinn, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you mentioned that it seems like at times he's speaking out of both sides of his mouth. Could this be in response to the last couple of days we've seen social media get blown up by a lot of Macron's supporters who are blasting him for chumming up and warming up to Donald Trump? Then he comes out, ironically, with this speech.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people in France and a lot of people in Europe really don't like Donald Trump. They've kind of, you know, I suppose they've bought into the year-long or over a year now kind of campaign that was essentially waged by the Western media, but within the U.S. establishment against Donald Trump. Obviously, there's a deep state within the U.S. that have been at war with Donald Trump, and that has influenced, I think, a lot of Europeans, obviously a lot of Americans and a lot of Europeans against Donald Trump. So certainly French people aren't very happy to see him over there and very embarrassingly, it wasn't just that he was kind of like cozying up to him, but the way he was doing it was extremely embarrassing. You know, the two of them were like kind of kissing and hugging or half hugging. It was very awkward and very embarrassing. And so I think that really rankled or disturbed a lot of French people as well. It was just it was an embarrassment. And people don't really believe anything these two people say, really. You know, most ordinary French people don't really believe anything they say. They realize that they're just in it for themselves and in it to feather their own nests, effectively. And the issue here that Macron seems to be fully behind, like I said, is and has been the French government. Has been behind it for the last 7 years in Syria. They've been slaughtering people in Syria by way of their proxy forces. And Macron has the temerity and the gall to stand up in front of Congress and talk about the future. He was safeguarding the future for our children. Well, I would have liked someone to have asked him, what about the future of those 500,000 or 600,000 people, the future of the future that doesn't exist for those people who have been killed as a result of partially as a result of French involvement in the Syrian so-called civil war. There's been 500,000 or 600,000 people who have had their lives snuffed out. What about their futures? What about their children? They won't have any, or maybe their children are dead as well. So I mean, it's pure hypocrisy here. And I mean, for me,
we're all out of time. I don't mean to. I didn't mean to cut you off there, Mr. Quinn. I want to thank you for your input. Out of Paris, that was Mr. Joe Quinn, editor and researcher at SOT.net. Join us.